Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarino on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Boy, it's great to hear some NBA rejoinders. It's been way too long since we've had an in-depth conversation about the NBA. I think Media Day was the last time we talked in heavy National Basketball Association here on the show. To get the brand new season off and rolling, we're going to bring in a regular guest here on the show, Jameson Welsh. He's been our Drive Time Sports NBA insider for about 6 or 7 years here on the show, and we're getting set for 2019, which will begin on Tuesday. Jameson, as always, it's a pleasure. I know you're just as excited as I am for a brand new season of NBA basketball.
Yeah, man, it's here. This is the last weekend we're going to have without basketball until June of 2020, so everyone's happy. It's a lot of storylines. You know, same old. The NBA always has drama, good or bad, and it's going to have drama, so hey, it's a good situation.
Well, let's talk about the preseason here. I know Jazz fans were extremely excited going into the preseason, and I don't take a whole lot from it. There are things that you can look at. Like, let's be real. The Golden State Warriors have some issues, and we can talk about that in just a moment. But things haven't necessarily been great for the Jazz during the preseason. Jameson, at what point in time do you look at preseason basketball for what it is? Preseason basketball, which means next to nothing?
Well, here's the thing. I have two rules about this. I don't take a lot of things seriously about preseason, but if a team is doing very well, then you can kind of take a look like, all right, well, they look good. Like, the pieces look good together. When a team is bad or really rough looking, you can kind of go one of two ways, because a lot of times you're playing players that aren't going to be playing in regular lineups, you know, so it can kind of be a bit tricky. My biggest issue is this. The Jazz, they added two guys that are going to be playing big rotation minutes for them. So whenever you're rolling over, you know, whenever you have 40% of your, you know, 40% of your lineup going to be new, well, you know what, you're probably going to need some time to work out the kinks. That's just how it goes. Like, that's normal. I'm not really too surprised by that. You know, that's kind of normal. Now, the one example I will give is this. The year the Warriors won their first championship, Draymond Green had an amazing preseason, and David Lee wasn't playing. So they had basically the depth lineup. They displayed it earlier. They were killing people in the preseason. And Mark Spears, I'll never forget, was like, you know what? They may have something here. They may have something, and the rest is history. So you just never know with preseason, but at the end of the day, it is just preseason. There's nothing to get too bothered about in October.
In speaking of the Jazz, okay, and this was something that was brought up at Media Day with Dennis Lindsay. It was also brought up with Justin Zanuck, the general manager, the increased role that Dante Exum is going to have to play. Now, Jameson, just looking at the way this team is built, no more Derek Favors, no more Jay Crowder. I feel that Dante Exum, he's not going to have to score the basketball. The Jazz went out, they did plenty to improve their offense and to help stretch things out, open things up for Donovan Mitchell. But Dante Exum is a guy you and I have had a lot of conversations about. He has to succeed on the defensive side of the ball this season. I'm not saying that Utah succeeds on it, but I'll tell you what, things will be a lot easier in Utah if Dante can, for one, break that rotation, and two, give some quality minutes on the perimeter defensively.
Yeah, so Utah is in a win-now mode, so personally, I don't know if they can wait on him to figure it out. Either he can figure it out or he can't. Like, that's going to be the situation to keep an eye on. They do need him to be productive. They need to be healthy, because when you make moves like acquiring Mike Conley and his contract, and paying Bogdanovich that kind of money, you're in a situation where you got to win now, especially out west. So if he's not adapting to a certain role, I expect him to be moved quickly if that's not the case. Because, you know, we all know the Jazz, we all know that they're not a big luxury tax-paying team. They're not in the business of paying luxury tax. So if things aren't working out, they're going to be quick to cut bait if necessary.
And they probably should. I mean, this is one of the biggest off seasons that this team has had, Jameson. I don't know, 20, 25 years. I mean, the Jazz really went out. They went for it. Expectations are high for a reason. So as we go in to the final weekend before the start of NBA basketball, let me ask you this. Expectations, realistic expectations for the Utah Jazz regular season and postseason this year, or what?
Top five team out west. maybe top six team out west, winning a playoff round is a possibility. It all depends on matchups because the West is so deadly, you don't know what to really expect. Like, that's the crazy part. It's going to come down to matchups. I don't think you're going to see a team out west win 65 games. I just personally don't see that. However, I can see a team winning 58 games and then three teams winning 55 games and it being very, very close down the stretch to where the difference between the first seed and the sixth seed is maybe like five games.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the important thing for me.
Jameson Welsh, again, our NBA insider, talking about the beginning of the season, which will tip off on Tuesday night. Let's talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't believe there's been a more impressive team throughout the preseason, and that's definitely a good sign if you are a Laker fan. There's been a lot of tough sledding over the last 6 or 7 years. I think this team finally has it right. It looks like there's meshing. There's no question that LeBron is the right running mate with Anthony Davis. Jameson, expectations for the Lakers are now sky high after what I've seen in the preseason.
Well, it's finals or bust. Like, that's it. Like, there's no in-between. You know how it is. When you're a Laker, you're supposed to win. When you have two All-Stars on your roster, you're supposed to win. There is no other option. That's what it is. Outside of any injuries happening, they are expected to win, and they are expected to hoist the championship if everyone's healthy. And if they're able to make a move at the deadline and improve the roster, that only heightens expectations. But it's ring or bust. When you bring in and Anthony Davis, when you trade away all the guys you've drafted for and had hope for over the last several years, you know what it is. This is time to win. That's it. There's no other alternative to where going out in the second round is a cool year. No. You bring in LeBron James and you bring in Anthony Davis, you got to win. That's it.
As far as adding shooters, did the Lakers do enough from what you've seen in the preseason? Is this enough, the supporting cast around those two?
I actually do because, you know what, they're going to get a lot of stops on defense. And when you get stops on defense, you can go out and run. And when you run, two things happen. You get layups and you get open threes in this era. And if guys are getting open threes, they're in good shape. If you got Danny Green and Avery Bradley getting open threes, you're in good shape. Kuzma's the guy. Kuzma's the key for me. We know what LeBron's going to give us. We know what AD's going to give us. What is Kuzma going to do? He's the guy. He's in a contract situation. Similar to Jason Tatum and a few other guys, similar draft class. What is Kuzma going to do? If Kuzma takes that next step, he becomes a max player, and the Lakers are going to be very, very good, probably the team to beat out west. If he is stagnant like Jaylen Brown was last year, then he could possibly be moved. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. Personally, I can't wait to see it. I think Kuzma will be better than he was last year. I think the fit with him is going to be really good because he won't have to go against primary defenders on the other team. He'll be able to do what he does. So it's going to be a very interesting fit, but at the end of the day, I think Lakers will be just fine.
Clippers, Lakers, who do you like more going into the regular season?
I like the Lakers. They have their two best players are better, and I think the Lakers supporting cast is getting talked down upon like it's been the last several years. I think it's a thing to talk badly about the Lakers supporting cast. I think that's always a popular thing right now. Now, the Clippers have a very, good bunch. They have a very good team. Now, here's the thing that I'm curious about. What's going to happen when Lou Williams isn't the primary option in the fourth quarter? It's one thing when he's a primary option and you're doing your thing, you're getting your shots. But what happens when you're third or fourth look in the fourth quarter and you're not getting the rock a few possessions? It's way different then. So I want to see how that goes because the last couple years, he's been the main guy down the stretch. That won't be the case this year.
Again, Jameson Welsh joining us right now as we talk NBA basketball in the beginning of the regular season, which is finally upon us. Ring night, banner night for the Toronto Raptors. Eastern Conference looks a lot different, especially in Toronto. Obviously, Kawhi didn't owe that organization anything. He did exactly what he needed to do in Toronto. They win an NBA championship, but the Eastern Conference seems more wide open than it has been in quite some time. I'll take the quote from Giannis Antetokounmpo where he says, "It's scary how good this team can be." Your front runner out of the Eastern Conference is who? Because mine is definitely Milwaukee, Jameson.
Give me Philly. I'll take the chance. I know it's a very wild bunch. I know a lot of those guys get hurt a lot, but they have the most talent out east, and they were devastated last year when that three-point shot went in Game 7. They actually played the Raptors better than anyone else did in the playoffs. So give me Philly. I'll take my chances. If Embiid is healthy, they are the team that comes out the east, and they're actually – in my eyes, they're the biggest, they have the highest ceiling because their roster talent is superior to everyone else's. Now, they have some holes, but their roster talent alone, one through whatever you want to call it, it's far superior than a lot of other teams. Their only issue is going to be chemistry and can guys stay healthy. That's going to be the thing to see. But give me Philly. Milwaukee, as long as Eric Bledsoe's on the roster, I can't trust Milwaukee going to June.
Yeah, you've always been, I'm not going to say you've been against Eric Bledsoe, but you've always called him for what he is. I respect that. You've always called Eric Bledsoe for what he is. There's holes in this guy's game. There's no doubt about it. And he's making a lot of money, Jameson.
He's making a lot of money, and he shrinks in certain moments. Like in the playoffs, the game three last year versus Toronto, they had a chance to win that game in that series right then and there, and he made a couple of plays that were very puzzling for a guy that got re-upped and almost had an all-star type of season out east. He's a solid player, but he's not a guy that I want with the basketball in key moments in May. That's just not the case. I just don't think his decision-making is that good, and his jump shooting's not that good. And those are two things you don't want out of a point guard in a poor playoff team.
Jameson Welsh, last question before I let you go. We'll end with this. Give me your NBA championship prediction. Who comes out of the West? Who comes out of the East? Who wins it all?
Lakers, Philly. I hate to say it, but Philly in seven.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like it. You're going out on a limb, Jameson. It's always a pleasure to get you on the show. I know we'll have plenty more NBA basketball to talk about in the coming weeks. I believe you'll be joining us on Mondays, so I definitely appreciate it. Let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
ESPN 1100 in Vegas, Fox Sports 1340 in Vegas, New Mexico, ESPN 1480 in Nebraska, and, of course, your show every week from here until July. So can't wait, and another season upon us.
Absolutely. Jameson Welsh, again, our Drive Time Sports NBA insider. We got a break for just a moment. We'll come back, put the final touches on this edition of the show with some NFL football chat. We'll talk about the Raider game coming up this Sunday.